views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you tune into all aspects of your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live at work, at home, and at play. Today, I'm super excited to share a guest with you that I went to school with all the way from grade 7 through to grade 12 or senior year, as many of you know it. And then we kind of lost touch, as lots of people do after graduation. And just a few months ago, I had the pleasure of reconnecting with her at this little reunion that we had. And so we got talking, and it turns out she has a practice as a psychotherapist and has specialized in working with step families, in part because she is a stepmom herself. So as you can imagine, we had quite a conversation, and I just knew that I needed to have her on the show to share some of the wisdom she's acquired over the years as both a stepmom and a therapist that works with stepmoms and their families. Her name is Diane Gibson, although she will always be a Diane Corman to me. And
yes.
And she's here today to talk about how you can be vibrant and powerful as a stepmom, even when you feel like an outsider. Diane, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Oh, thank you, Deb. It's so exciting to be here. And I'm so glad we did reconnect and we're having the chance to do this.
Yes. Oh, it's just beautiful to me. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I do too.
Yeah. So why don't we start with having you share just a little bit of your own story as it relates to being a stepmom so that the listeners know what, you know, what your circumstances were.
Sure. I married for the first time, the first and only time when I was in my early 30s. And my new husband at the time had two children. And I mean, this, I had no idea what to expect as a stepmom. And we've now been married 18 and a half years, and I've learned a lot and I've been through a lot. And as you mentioned earlier, this being a stepmom led me to becoming a therapist that helps stepmoms and stepfamilies.
Isn't that so often the case?
Yes.
I became a parent educator because I thought, wow, I need to learn how to be a good parent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's being a step parent is in and of itself its own little phenomenon or big phenomenon, really. It's not like being a parent. So
absolutely. So how old were the kids?
When I married John, they were, I think like 21 and 23 or 22. So they were adults
okay.
at the time.
Which you would think would be easier in some ways, but oftentimes it's not, because by that age, it's sort of like, no, you can't have my dad.
You know what? I think I'm doing my math wrong. I think Matt wasn't yet 20. And my stepdaughter, Jennifer, was in her early 20s because Matt lived with us.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. A child's a child's a child. Now, you know, of course, like with any children, you're dealing with differences, but it doesn't make a difference, I don't think.
No, that acceptance is yes. something that you still have to deal with. So,
yes.
you know, right in line with that, you know, keeping in mind that every family is unique and there's just so many different aspects that might arise in any blended family, step family, whatever. What do you think is the role of a stepmom?
Really good question. And let me also just say, when I talk today, I'm going to generalize because, as you say, it's such a unique experience. But there are some best practices out there. And mm-hmm. so I think it's important that I kind of get that out in the open. Mm-hmm. So what's the role of a stepmom? Well, a stepmom is definitely not the role of a parent or a mom. You have to remember that when you become a stepmom, you are in love with dad, and dad is in love with you, but the children may or may not be on board with this. They just had their whole life, turned upside down. And there's this new woman stepping into their father's life, and really their life and everybody's life. And so it's really, really important that you don't see yourself as mom. You are not a replacement. Not at all.
Right. There's so many pieces to that. So I think we might need to unpack it just a little
bit. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we should go there right now then. So how do you do that? Like, how do you still be effective with your kids, especially when they're younger and you are, parenting them in the respect that they're maybe with you a lot of the time and they're, let's say, 5 years old, 7 years old, that kind of thing. How do you do that then?
Yes. And so first and foremost, you really have to be flexible. You have to be flexible. Don't think you can just come into this family and start changing things and, kind of being the head of the tribe. That is not your role. Of course, there are circumstances, say if mom has died or something like that, that's mm-hmm. different. I'm talking in general when there is bio mom involved, that you really don't think you're going to come in and start changing things. Be flexible. And really don't take things personally, at least in the few beginning years. The children are really trying to get used to you, trying to get used to their new environment. Even if you've been around for a couple of years or whatever, I'm talking about when you and your partner decide to bond and you move in together, whether it's moving in together or getting married. When the children are with you, it is not your role to take over and be mother. Your role is to support dad and helping dad be the parent. Now, will there be instances where you are the adult in charge? Well, of course there will be. Of course.
Right.
And a good rule of thumb is to kind of see yourself, and dad connects to the kids as the adult in charge. And that would see yourself kind of like a teacher.
Okay.
And so, when kids are in school, they're expected to listen to the teacher. And if there's, a lack of respect, then it's dealt with in some sort of capacity. And so that's how it is for you. When you're stepping into the role of stepmom.
Awesome. It's interesting because I also teach parents how can I say this? If you are able to remove yourself and not take things personally, you will be a much better parent.
Right? Yes.
Because that is the ego. The ego is the one that, gets hurt and strikes back and, gives ultimatums and blames others.
Exactly.
It's interesting that it comes up there too, that don't take it personally. And of course we're human, so there's times where you're going to take it personally, but the moment you can recognize that and sort of flip that switch and go, okay, this isn't about me, this is about them being angry or hurt or upset or whatever,
or the big one is confused.
Absolutely.
As we know, we, for the most part, expect the children to go back and forth to two different homes. Mm. Oh my goodness, especially young children. I mean, I didn't experience step family when I was growing up, but I can't imagine what it's like for a child to go back and forth. It can't be easy. And I know for sure it's not easy. Right. And so we really have to give them the opportunity to get used to all of this change. Their world, like I said earlier, has just been turned upside down. And, you know, we're in love, you know, dad and stepmom are in love, but the children have not caught up yet. Chances are they have not.
Right.
And so I think one of the most important things as a stepmom that you can focus on is having a great relationship with your partner. Mm. That's going to be one of the most important things, because you will have to, your partner has to understand and empathize what you're going through, and you have to understand and empathize what he's going through. Or, and if your partner, if your husband is thinking that you're going to come in and take over the motherly duties, you need to have a good conversation about,
absolutely,
you know, what's this going to look like? And, you know, because let's say dad works long hours or something like that, there's got to be a really good and big conversation about this. As a matter of fact, I would suggest getting a professional in to help you, because that's how important that conversation is.
Absolutely. I can see, there's so many pieces to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's zero in on the kids for just a moment longer. So can you share some of the secrets on how a person might connect with their stepchildren? What kinds of things they might do?
One of the things that I recommend and that we did, John and I didn't do it. What's the word I'm looking for here? Formally. We didn't do it formally, but have these family meetings. Mm. And what that means is everybody kind of sits at the table, no matter the age. I mean, as long as they're talking age, of course. But you sit and you talk about, okay, this is the new dynamic of our family. And what do you all think? What does everyone need? Kind of the ground rules of how do we treat each other? What are the expectations? The family meetings are really important, but they certainly aren't a time for parent or especially step-parent to lecture.
Right.
Don't lecture the kids that you must respect stepmom and all that kind of stuff. That's not going to work.
No, that's like the disciplinary board meeting.
Yes, exactly.
We have to go in front of the disciplinary board.
Yeah. Now, can you talk about respect? Of course, but the children also need respect. And so I really believe in family meetings and have them often, because things often change. And there's different ways you can have them, of course, but I really think that that's one important way to connect with your stepchildren.
Beautiful. You know, it's funny, again, to me anyways, because I also talk about family meetings.
Do you?
And I do. And I just think it doesn't have to always be a formal thing, but if you can get into a habit that, you know, every Sunday or every second Sunday or whatever, as saying, you know, that's family meeting time, there's just so much benefit in that. And saying to kids, you know, write that on the family meeting list. We'll talk about that at our family meeting. It helps them to be heard or feel like they're being heard. And it makes sure you remember, because how many times do we say to kids, you know, we'll talk about it later. And then we forget.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Or don't worry about it, or, you know, you just do as I say kind of thing. I think what's really important that stepmom realizes is that these children are truly, and again, the age does matter, are truly struggling with the loss of family.
Right.
The loss of the family as they know it. They are struggling with loyalty. A lot of times, depending on the developmental age, they are worried about, if I'm really nice to stepmom, does that mean I'm betraying my mom? And that definitely happens. And they really get confused over that. And there's been so much change, so much change. And I've already spoken about that, but you really have to acknowledge all of the stuff that is going on for these children.
Yes, I think that that is so important to really make space for that, for what's going on for them, and even for yourself too. Now, you were talking earlier about that importance of your relationship with your spouse, and that is so key, having that communication with them too, and being able to say to them, you know, here's how I'm feeling. Like when you correct me in front of your kids, I feel like, you know, it's not showing us as a united front. And sure, you're the parent here, but at the same time, if you don't respect me, how are they gonna?
Yes.
Right?
And that's a huge one for sure. Another hot topic absolutely is discipline.
And, yes, let's talk about that, because I think it's a whole different chapter.
It's,
you know, for stepmoms, a whole other chapter in the book that the stepmom has to read.
Yeah, that's right. Because overall, the overarching theme is you do not discipline. That is not your role. That is a parental role. Now, do you support your husband, or will there be times when you're the only person in the house and you have to? Of course, but these will be hopefully already talked about between you and your partner as to how you are going to deal with certain situations.
Yes.
But you are not the disciplinarian. You are your husband has to be that person. They have a mom and they have a dad, and that's who disciplines the children. You do not. Now, you don't have to sit back and not partake at all. You can be an influencer. You can certainly influence your partner, but that's not your role. And I see it very often that, especially stepmoms, I have to say, we kind of feel like we need to be a mom. And this is kind of confusing to talk about, especially if you haven't experienced it. But there is a big difference between mom and stepmom. Some of the things for sure overlap, but you are not their mom. They have a mom. And so you are their stepmom. That is who you are. And so really keep in mind, again, that these children and you and your partner have all come from very tumultuous pasts, because there's been a divorce. There's been a separation. So there's already likely been some good fighting that everybody has witnessed. So the last thing these kids want to see is dad and stepmom fighting, because the only thing that those children want is dad to be happy. And that's a guarantee. And so,
So how do you flip this? Like, if let's flip this right on its head now and say, okay, so what does the mom do? So let's say that, her stepchild is 7 years old and she's in charge. So she's kind of like the babysitter. Right?
Yes.
That's really kind of her role.
Yeah.
And the 7 year old doesn't come straight home from school, or maybe they're 10, whatever age they would be, you know, they're walking home from school and they stop at a friend's place and they don't come home. And so, you know, she ends up having to find them, and it's a very stressful, scary time. And most of us get emotionally aroused when that happens.
Yes.
You know, now she's got to go deal with them. So I'm wondering if we can give mom some of the things they can do.
Sure. So if possible, you contact dad and or mom, bio mom, if possible. If that is not possible, then you do step into the role of caregiver and you go find them. And, and you know, bring them home or whatever the deal is. And then you can say, we're going to talk about this when your dad comes home.
Right.
It really is important. Now, if you have to discipline in the moment, do it.
I realize now that my scenario wasn't a great one, because there's such serious problems if you don't go find a child who's missing. But let's just say they are really rude to you.
Yeah, or let's say
eating something they're not allowed to eat. You know they're not allowed to have that. Like, you know, yep. What do you do?
So you do, like a teacher or a babysitter would do, no, you're not allowed to have that. A lot of parents do timeouts or stuff like that. Whatever the discipline kind of is for that kind of behavior in your home.
Right.
And so, like I said, hopefully you and your partner have discussed this. Hopefully you have seen your partner deal with this before. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to just kind of step into that role. But hopefully you've also had some family meetings that the child does need to listen to you when dad's not home, that the child does need to listen to you and that you have, you know, power to discipline. And right. Then you need to make a mature decision and be mature about what you're going to do.
Right. And I'm hoping in that scenario that you wouldn't think that then you'd call dad.
Yeah.
To no. Say, okay, he's not listening to me. You talk to him.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does depend. I suppose if you have, say, a teenager who's just, you know, going off on you, you certainly should call dad. But it's a general rule of thumb that you don't discipline, but you right. do have the right to expect respect.
Absolutely.
Respect isn't going on. Take a breather. Think about how you want to react and then react in a mature kind of way, in a way that you know dad and bio mom would likely approve of.
Right. So you're enforcing the rules. You're not making the rules.
Right.
You're there kind of as an enforcer.
Absolutely.
So you have a really interesting question here that I think people might be interested in, but I just want you to know we're about 5 minutes left. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So what about when you have a partner whose ex drives you crazy? Do you have suggestions for that one?
Yes, I do. Now, again, you need to take a breather and figure out why she's driving you crazy. Ideally, bio dad and bio mom should be speaking regularly about their children. Ideally, you should see ex-spouses as part of the family. That's just what you married into.
Right.
And so is it going to take time? Of course. Are different scenarios, hot in different situations? Of course. But really, you need to be flexible and you need to be able to kind of be the bigger person. If the ex is driving you crazy specifically, ask yourself why. Mm-hmm. If possible, reach out to bio mom when you think it's a good time, when you think she's ready, so that you can talk maybe about how she would like you to do things and stuff like that.
Right.
For me, it took a few years. I was quite nervous meeting our ex-wife.
Right.
but I, you know, I was very lucky that I have a wonderful one. I mean, she really embraced me and took me into the family.
Nice.
So I was really lucky. But I think that when it's not like that, again, your husband needs to step up and your husband needs to deal with her on a regular basis. Now, if you're thinking your husband talks way too much to her, something like that, then you and your husband need to talk about it.
Right.
But right. You don't ever step in. I see some stepmoms who want to always be included in all emails and always be at all school meetings and things like that. You don't necessarily have to do that. Sure, you are part of the parenting, but if it's going to make the child uncomfortable, do not go. Do not go. Mm-hmm. Always make decisions that are children-based.
Nice. And you know, that comes right back to what you said before about not taking it personally.
Yeah.
Like now, that child needs their mom and their dad, and, you know, they don't need their stepmom, their stepdad, their stepdad. Yeah.
And you're not going to get those kudos. You just aren't. Not from the kids, not from a lot of people, not from society. The stepmom is often and almost always viewed as an outsider. We feel like outsiders. You're not really. You're just another part of the family. Yes. And so it takes a while to get your head wrapped around that, but get support. Talk to your husband a lot. Yes. If you can, you know, go see a therapist if you need to, but have some support around you. So, you know, during those times that are really tough.
Right. Beautiful. So Diane, you have a Facebook page, right? That people can go to. Can you tell them that address real quick?
Well, it's just under my name, under Diane M. Gibson. I think
on
it's
Facebook.
Mental health or something on Facebook. Yep. Okay. I also have a website, Diane Gibson, or sorry, dgibsontherapy.ca.
Perfect. And that will be on the blog that is attached to this interview, so people can get it from there.
Great.
Diane, thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show. It's so lovely having you here talking with me. And I think this has been some really great information. I totally get how the world of step families has a different set of rules. And I think it's really important that people hear that and use that information to help them create a family that works for them.
Yes.
Rather than trying to cram themselves into a mold that just doesn't fit their dynamic.
Yes,
and in fact, I encourage that for all parents of all families.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So thank you so, so much.
And you're very welcome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, lovely. And thank you so much to my wonderful listeners. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Diane Gibson, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.